How did that meeting go?
Well, the intent of the meeting, first, let me just point out that Administrator Bedford reached out to us. And he reached out to us because he considers us part of, you know, the aviation safety stakeholders in our country. So given the fact that he's newly confirmed, I think he wanted to develop an open relationship with us. While we, some of us, have met him over the years, I think he wanted to extend an opportunity to meet with us face-to-face and just, you know, begin some kind of a dialogue, et cetera. So we had that meeting yesterday, and from our perspective, you know, we know he has made comments in the past to hopefully, in his mind, reduce the pilot qualification requirements. So we challenged him with some questions along those lines, all to which he, his response, pretty much in line with what he had to say at his confirmation hearings, were such that he said, look, at this time, there are more important areas for him to focus on as the FAA administrator, namely air traffic control, the near-miss incidents, and several other aviation near-miss accidents, essentially, that have taken place. That's where his focus is here as he's in the early stages of his five-year term. That said, when we pressed him, you know, could you commit to not making changes, he would not make that commitment not to make changes down the road. But right now, there's no intent to make any changes.
How understanding are you about the near misses that may be taking a top priority over keeping the 1,500-hour pilot limit, pilot training minimum, a requirement?
Well, quite frankly, we agree that's where his focus should be. I mean, none of the near-miss situations and frankly, any of the aviation, domestic aviation incidents that have occurred here domestically over the last 15 years are the result of, you know, pilot error and pilot mistakes, et cetera. So, you know, that was one of the challenge questions we had for him. Listen, if you were to make changes, what are you trying to fix? To which, you know, he defended his previous comments, public comments on why he would want to make some changes down the road. But ultimately, he agreed his focus needs to be on taking care of, you know, some of the critical issues that are occurring right now, namely the DCA crash involving a helicopter and a regional airline, you know, both of which seem to indicate there's some issues with communications between how military aircraft fly and commercial aircraft fly, as well as some problems with shortages of air traffic controllers and the communication of air traffic controllers with commercial pilots. So that seems to be where his focus is, and we couldn't agree more that that's where he should stay focused.
How hopeful are you that when he does bring up that topic of pilot training hours, that he will ultimately keep it at 1,500 instead of lowering it?
Well, frankly, knowing his track record, it gives us significant pause. How confident, you know, he is now in the one position where, as the FAA administrator, he can make that change. He doesn't need an act of Congress. He can make that change. We, on the other hand, position very good arguments. Most importantly, you know, after 15 years of no issues, why would you even want to consider making the change? And he didn't really have a good response for that. He did offer some commentary, and I'd suggest that, you know, you need to get comments from him and or his office more along those lines. But, you know, from our perspective, we see no reason to make the change. He didn't seem to make arguments that made a lot of sense to us to make the change. And so in response to your question of how confident are we, you know, it's 50-50. To be honest.